Now, how many of you want to know why you're here? Okay, when we keep the Feast of Shavuot, Sukkot, it's done for 7 days, but there's one more day. It's called, it's the eighth day. What's in Hebrew?
Shemini Atzeret.
Shemini Atzeret. And what this day represents, we have after the thousand-year reign, there's another thing that will take place. And in the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us that on the eighth day, you will have one more celebration. It's not the continuation of the 7 days. It's a whole new beginning. Eight in Hebrew expression means a new beginning. It's quite common. The word eight shows up many, many times in Scripture. It always has something to do with new beginning. So today, we are celebrating what was considered the wedding supper. We're ready to prepare to have the wedding celebration. And it boils down, the book of Revelations, you'll see at the very tail end of it, talks about this great, huge, giant, massive city called what? Jerusalem. And it's called the Bride of Christ. And it's the eighth day. So a whole new beginning begins for all mankind, where God says, I am going to wipe away all tears and all sorrows. And what more greater is there than a marriage supper of the Lamb? That is the marriage supper of our Lord and our Savior. And so today we are celebrating, or in a sense we are participating. Your piece of paper there you have on your table is a rehearsal, because you were not there yet. So I'm very grateful that you were all here. It's a wonderful place to be. That is, not here, but here with each one of us. That we are joined together in unity with one purpose, one mind, one goal, and that is to keep our mind upon the Lamb, because that's where we are going to be joined with for all eternity. That's going to be a wonderful time when that time comes. We have a great celebration. Now, on our wall over there, for those who do not know it, these are all the special holy days that go out throughout the entire feast of entire year. And when we have the Passover, then we, I can't read the first one.
It's the match.
The match. Oh, it's the Sabbath. And then we have Passover, which apparently is for the preparation of the, price had to be paid for the bride. Biblically speaking, you know, the man has to pay for his wife. How many guys have you paid for your wife? Some of you may be still be paying, but I'm talking about okay. Okay. And then the betrothal and preparation for the bride, and then preparation for the bridegroom, and then the bride gift, and then, of course, the declaration of the bridegroom coming, and kupa, and which is the Feast of Tabernacles, in a sense, and the wedding supper, which is basically here. There is a traditional method, which you know from the time, remember, the Messiah changed the water into wine? That was a 7-day celebration. So it's going to be probably, one's going to be a fantastic one, to tell you the honest truth. I don't know how long it's going to be. We're all waiting for that unknown moment in time. So today is kind of like we are, or we will be, where the eternal creator of heaven and earth, your Father, my Father, is going to come down and dwell with us. And that's the big celebration. So he's doing all this work up there for you. And your Lord and Savior is up there doing a lot of work for you, preparing a wonderful. So, you know, as big as that place is, it's going to fit an awful lot of people. Borukata avinu elahenu. You have blessed us, Father, this day. We thank you and glorify you for all that you have provided for us. The abundance of joy, abundance of fellowshipping, the abundance of joy, being together, one with you and your mind, your Son, that we come at one with you and one with each and every one of us, that we become connected and united with you through your Son. And the abundance of food you have provided for this country, and the abundance of food you have put before us, for we have much food here today, Father. We thank you for all that you have provided and created for our joy. And you said for us to come before you and to rejoice in your name, rejoice in your presence, rejoice with one another. And Father, we are here today gratefully appreciating, great, great appreciation for the abundance you have provided and for all the good food you have provided for us. In the name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen.